Hey, happy Thanksgiving week to everybody. This is Vikings Game Plan from the TCO Studios, and I'm Paul Allen with well-respected defensive line coach Andre Patterson. The Vikings take on the Detroit Lions for the next contest. You have to put that Rams game to bed and immediately move on a short week. What are some coaching challenges when you have a short week and travel?
Well, I think the biggest thing is getting the game plan together. You know, you're cut down two less days. So you're trying to get as much information as you can and then get that information to the players so they can go out and play well on Thursday.
Matthew Stafford, is it a key to not let him get outside the pocket? He moves a little bit, doesn't he?
Yeah, and it's been interesting, PA, because when we first came here 4 years ago, he was a pure pocket passer. He stayed in the pocket, and the only time he ran is if it was wide open to go. And last season, it changed. And so now all of a sudden, he's a guy that'll look down the field and come out of the pocket and make plays with his legs. So what we have to do is keep him in the pocket so we have an opportunity to hit him.
Sadly, the first time the Vikings played the Lions, they lost at U.S. Bank Stadium. But it was a game the Vikings defense sacked Matthew Stafford six times.
Stafford sacked for the third time already today. This time the big fella, Linval Joseph.
Still, overall, Detroit has become a tricky team to beat, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you look over the last three games, the scores have all been really low. And defensively, they've all been games that you would say, okay, we take that on a regular basis. But what it comes down to is we need to make a play at the end of the game that flips it, that gives a chance to win the game. And we haven't done that the last three times we've played them.
Your defensive end, Everson Griffin, has all those sacks. Talk about his overall game, like being a complete defensive end. I know you've worked hard on that for years.
Yeah, and that's been my whole thing with him is I didn't want him to just be known as a pass rusher. I want him to be a complete defensive lineman. And I think teams around the league respect the way Griff plays the run. You have to account for him in the running game because he can make tackles for losses at the backfield. And just think about over the years how many plays that they've tried to run to the outside.
Right.
And Griff's been able to run out there and make something happen and cause a fumble or a turnover. So I think he's respected in this league more than just a pass rusher, but as a complete player. And that's what he works to do every single day.
Now, when you got Danielle Hunter from LSU, he had one move and was supremely athletically gifted. Where is he now in his career?
I think he's still growing as a player because he's still a very young guy, but he works hard every day and he tries to add different elements to his game every day. And he's always looking for more knowledge. He studies hard in the meeting room. You know, if you go back to the game we played a couple weeks ago in Washington, Ev didn't play. Okay. So he had to go against one of the best left tackles in all of football.
Yeah.
It was a great experience for him. And I told him that after the game. So it was a great experience for you because now you get to go against a guy has tremendous feet and hands and athleticism. But the biggest thing is the guy changes setup every time.
Really?
And he changes hands up every time. And so during the game, I had a smile on my face. And he's frustrated, right? And I'm laughing. I said, hey, D, this is outstanding, man. He goes, coach, but now he's setting hard here. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
And so now you do this. Okay, so he would change it. Okay, to come up. But coach, now he's kicking
awesome.
Back hard. Okay, that's okay.
Yeah.
Now you do that. Well, you know what? At the end of the game when we needed it, what happened?
Right.
He got a sack.
Cousins. Pressure. In trouble. Down he goes. Danielle Hunter is the man.
When you coach Linval Joseph, who has more years under his belt than Danielle Hunter, widely considered the best tackle, certainly in a 4-3 nose tackle in the National Football League, how different is coaching Linval compared to a younger player like Danielle?
With Linval, it's more of tell him what you want to do, and then he goes and does it.
Yeah.
Because he's experienced a lot in his league. So when I give him a little adjustment, it clicks fast because he understands the reason why. It's hard to block him with one guy. So if they're going to run the ball to his side, the center and guard have to secure Linval first before they can climb up and go to Kendricks or Barr. And so when you have a guy like that that can dominate the middle, it really changes things big time in your running game for the offense because they have to spend time figuring out, okay, how do we get him secured before we can go to the second level, and he changes everything.
With these Lions, how much do they concentrate on running the ball?
Well, I think they like to run the ball. And if they're having success running the ball, then they'll stick with it. If they're not having success running the ball, then they'll band it and keep it in Stafford's hand because he's such a good player. So the key is for us not to let them get the running game going. So we only have to deal with one thing, and that's their passing game.